thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's a big, big week coming ahead, and that is the Fringe Arts Festival.
Yes.
Asheville Fringe Arts Festival. 18th year?
18th year.
The 18th year. So a huge, important event for the city that has been going on for a number of years. Tell us a little bit about what the audience can expect this year. What makes 2020 special and unique?
Well, it's bigger than it's ever been, more diverse. We have more venues. I think there's 16 venues wow. this year, and something like 60 different artists. Many, many shows. Some of them are free. Some of them are ticketed all over town.
Right. And we have most of those shows are going to be operating next week, a week from today, Thursday.
Yeah. The ticketed shows are Thursday through Sunday.
But we do have some events that are kicking off this coming week, starting on Sunday,
Our
right?
Our kickoff party is at the Lazy Diamond on Sunday from 5 to 8. We have Dr. Aqueous and his mysterious apparatus, I think is what it's called. and he's coming back from the future to wow us with some sort of vortex jewel, amazing things.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then you have another party on Tuesday night this coming week.
At Zapow. Mm-hmm. And we'll have some Buto dance that night, some live music, and an exhibit of some photography that will be part of a performance installation that happens later in the week. But the photographs will be able to be seen on Tuesday night.
And yeah, but another really interesting thing happening on Wednesday night late.
Found
very interesting and wanted to know more about.
It's a site-specific durational dance theater piece at LT Laundromat, which is in West Asheville, right on Haywood Road near Ingalls. And artist Amy Hamilton, who's been doing pieces for Fringe for many years, she always creates these site-specific, interesting pieces. I'm not sure what she has planned. She says, bring quarters. it's free. It's part of our free random act of fringes, which we have many things happening all week that are free. Yeah.
Right. And that's at the which laundromat?
The LT Laundromat, LT which is the one right near Bimberry Bond and Ingalls. Yeah.
Gotcha.
10 o'clock on Wednesday.
That's one of those random acts of Fringe.
Exactly.
As you mentioned, which we should kind of back up and talk about. It's Fringe Festival. We are talking about theater that is not exactly traditional, right?
No.
So tell us a little bit more about, the philosophy that you guys
Fringe
have developed for
was
Fringe.
Was actually started back in the 40s in Scotland, and it was a bunch of artists who had been excluded from a bigger, more sort of mainstream arts festival. So they created their own work in these like little weird, some of them non-performing spaces. And it started to catch on to the point where they kind of outshone the actual mainstream festival. And cities around the world started doing a similar kind of thing. And so we're part of a national association. There's tons of them in Canada and Europe and highlighting, celebrating art from the edges, from the fringes. And you could call it theater. Some of it is hard to categorize. There's a lot of dance, puppetry, installation/performance, music. We've got a lot more music this year than we've had in the past. That's a growing part of it. Yeah. Experimental, genre bending, collaborative.
Mm-hmm. Even within the music genre, as an example. So Derek Dominey is doing a performance.
Yes, Sonic Parlor. And he collaborated with a photographer. I'm blanking on her name right now, but he likes to do those kind of crossover, from the different senses. We also have Okapi, who has collaborated in the past with puppeteers and other artists. They're doing a piece. They do a lot of sort of storytelling through their experimental music. Who else? We have Cookie Tongue, who was here last summer, and they're back from, I think, New York. They live in New York, and they do puppetry/ritual, but they call themselves a band, and they have all kinds of crazy costumes and really interesting, surreal sorts of stories that they tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to have a festival like this in its duration for so long here in Asheville. And, you know, what? Tell me that connection of Asheville and Fringe and what that means to you.
To me, it means, well, you know, one of the reasons that drew me to Asheville 13 years ago was the weird factor. And, you know, there's always this, like, bumper stickers, keep Asheville weird. But what I've seen over the last few years is that some of that weirdness is going away because of gentrification and, you know, just the city is growing. And so I see Fringe as a way to keep the weird in Asheville and to celebrate what when people are trying to be innovative and maybe not making things that are going to make them a lot of money or sell well, but they still are driven to express themselves in ways that is important and the voices that need to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Fringe wants to support artists that are trying to do that.
Right. And yeah. I should mention here also that Asheville FM is a proud sponsor of Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
And we feel the same way about keeping Asheville weird. but I do also want to point out that because it's a festival of fringe and on the edges, it doesn't necessarily mean that just anybody can get up and do something, right? So you still have a process.
We do.
You want to talk about
that? It's a curated festival. Not all the fringes are. Some of them run by lottery. But we feel that in order to bring in a diverse crowd, we want to curate it and we want to match up artists and spaces so that the audiences, we want culturally adventurous audiences, but we want them to see work that's quality and you know, for what it's presented to be, the best that it can be. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's a little late this year, obviously, but if people are interested in getting involved in Fringe, how do you go about that?
The cycle starts up in September of each year, around the 20th is the deadline to apply. And then we have, we meet with each artist in sometime in October and make the decision in November. And then we launch into putting the festival together. It's always the third week of January.
I want to back up again and talk about the push for diversity this year, and what did that look like for your team in terms of putting this together this year and making sure that you're keeping the audience engaged in topics or artists that are diverse versus just kind of opening the doors for a lottery type system where anybody can come.
We tend to get a lot of solo shows by white guys as in our application process. And while they may have great stuff to say, and we do have some of those shows, we are trying to get other voices in here and other types of formats. One of the reasons that solo shows, especially from out of town, get appear in fringes a lot is because it's an easy show to put on the road, you know, and most of these artists are operating on a shoestring. So mm-hmm. We support that fully, but we also want to see other kinds of voices being heard. So not just solo shows, but like things that put together lots of different, I'm thinking of Cookie Tongue right now because they're very hard to categorize. It's a band, but it's a performance art, but it's puppetry.
You also have some Spanish language performances this year, too, which I think is new, right?
Yes. We have a group coming from Mexico City called La Gaviota Teatro, and they're doing a piece called Urukubu, which I'm really looking forward to this one. It's actually a family show, so all ages can come to it. And even though the theater group is a Spanish-speaking group, the show itself is in a made-up language, and it operates in a like mythic sort of level. There's dragons, and I think there might be a princess, and there's beautiful masks and puppets that they're bringing.
Awesome.
And then Edwin Salas, who's actually friends with these folks, he's doing another piece. He's been in the last, I think, three Fringes. And he's doing a really intense personal piece about loss. His mother was murdered when he was 3 years old. And he kind of ties that together with the legends of Dracula and the Black Dahlia murders. It's definitely not for kids, that one.
Mm-hmm.
and it's going to be intense and amazing, I'm sure.
Yeah, and we should mention that too. There's a lot of performances that maybe aren't suitable for everybody, right?
Right,
and,
right.
So we might want
to... If you get a hold of one of our guides, which we've been spreading them all over town in the last couple of days, they will have a little warning on the ones that are... Maybe you're sensitive to certain topics you should take a look at. There's three shows that are family-friendly, though, that I want to point out. Toy Box Theater, who has been a puppeteer around town for a long time. He puts together a lot of the slams. He has a new show. It has a long name. The Miraculously Inventive Machine of Charlie Mean. And that one's happening at the Wortham, which is a new venue for us. And that's definitely family-friendly. I think he addresses topics of bullying, but there's a little boy who invents some kind of crazy stuff that helps him, you know, stand up for himself. And Toy Box always brings in a lot of interesting visuals,
mm-hmm.
And humor into his work. Yeah, so there's that one. There's the La Gaviota piece, the Urukubu. And then there's a circus piece that looks pretty fun. That one's a free show, Flying Catastrophe Circus, that's going to be at Empyrean Arts, which is, I think, down in the River Arts District.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that okay. should be a lot of fun.
And folks can, and if you can't find the schedule around town,
astralfringe.org, everything's
online,
on there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there are obviously some ticketed pricing. And do you still have all weekend passes?
Yes, we have a few freak passes left. You can see as many shows as you can jam in. It's probably between 12 and 14 if you go nonstop.
Right. But if people do want to find pricing information, is that online as well?
It's all online, yep. Okay. AshevilleFringe.org.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, KP.